There's a nosach in the Berachat Hamazon of Arachamanu Yifanesenu Bechavod Velo Bebizui Beheter Velo Beisur. They're asking God that He should give you the Parnasah Beheter. He should give it to you in a permissible way and not a forbidden way. The Ben Ish Chaim Parashat Chukat was against this text. He said, of course, if you're praying to God for Parnassah, He's going to give it to you Beheter. And therefore, he opts that it's better not to say the words Beheter Velo Beisur. Last but not least, the Minhag is to say the Harachamaz on Shabbat, even though you're requesting for things. But since that's the text of the Birkat HaMazon, there is no problem. The Bein Ish Chai writes in Chukat that one should answer Amen when he hears a Harachaman. It's like a tefillah. Although he doesn't have to interrupt his learning for it, but if he's just sitting next to somebody hearing the Harachamans, he should answer Harachaman. Last but not least, one should sit to the end of the Birkat HaMazon, especially to the Oseh Shalom, which is like the final part of the Amidah. You say Oseh Shalom as well. In Birkat HaMazon, the Bein Ish Chai says that in the Oseh Shalom, there's actually Kavanot and there's Sodot, and therefore one should be careful to stick it out to the end. He says the Oseh Shalom b'mromav, Oseh Zayin b'mromav is a bet that's corresponding to Shem Ayin Bet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is written in our Siddur.